Let us pray. God of the living word, give us the faith to receive your message, the wisdom to know what it means, and the courage to put it into practice. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, this Bible passage is a challenge, this gospel reading. But I think the main theme in this reading is about letting go of the idea that we can earn God's favor, that somehow he owes us something because we are his followers. And let's face it, we live in a world where we expect to be rewarded for a job well done. And it starts very young. I'm sure that we all know, well, actually with when we have children or when we're children ourselves, you know, it would be, now go and tidy up your room. And then there may well be a reward at the end. Or if you're out now, you know, be a really good boy or a really good girl while we're out, and you will get kind of an ice cream at the end. And it goes on, because in life, when in the workplace, today it is a world where bonuses are rewards for good work. Promotion is dependent on how well we do. We try to please and expect a reward. For that's what the world, what makes the world go round, or so it seems. And we sometimes expect the same when it comes to our faith. How often don't we hear when someone is seriously ill or something bad happens, and someone may say, oh well, his or her faith obviously wasn't strong enough. Or someone else might say, I have tried to live a good life, a good Christian life. And why is this bad thing happening to me? It doesn't seem fair. I'm sure we've all heard something similar like that. There is an expectation that if we try to live our lives following Jesus to the best of our ability, we will be rewarded. That is, all will be well. And of course, we know that is not always so, not in human terms anyway. So in the reading that we heard from the gospel, Jesus tackles this issue of striving to earn favor, but he comes at it from a rather unexpected angle. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with what the disciples are asking. Lord, increase our faith. Most of us will have prayed to God to give us more faith. I certainly have. It seems like a perfectly good thing to do. But although we haven't heard that in our reading this morning, this request has a context which makes it seem all the more like the only reasonable response. Because in the first four verses of this chapter, Jesus has just been given the disciples a talking to about the very high standards of behavior expected of them. He says that if they do or say things which cause other people to stumble in their discipleship, then they'd be better being thrown into the sea with a millstone round their neck. Now that's pretty uncompromising, isn't it? And then Jesus goes on to say that when other Christians sin, we are to be straight with them and call them to account. It's not really the done thing these days, is it? It's we might note it, but I don't know how often you do it. I know that I'm definitely not very good at that. In fact, we're often told in our modern life not to get involved if we see something happening that is not good, in case we get hurt. And I think we all know stories. I remember my daughter, when she was a student, going with her friends. They were in London going to a club, and she parked the car. Her friend went ahead and she looked, and there were two men trying to pull her friend's handbag out of her hand. And her friend was resisting. Paula decided to just tell her to let it go, and that was it. Okay, that's a story we hear often. The sad thing is, there was a line, a queue of people waiting to get into the club who stood by and did nothing because they didn't want to get involved. But Jesus is actually telling us something different. Next, Jesus, in those first few verses before, calls for repeated forgiveness if anyone wrongs us. 70 times 7 comes to mind, or turning the other cheek. We're encouraged, told to be humble, to take no advantage of the situation. We are to give to the other person the generous and welcoming forgiveness that God has shown us in the first place. And Jesus points that out in numerous occasions. It's almost like saying, if in doubt, meditate on God's grace. Easier said than done. So perhaps, not surprisingly, the disciple realized in verse 5, the first verse we heard today, that all this will require more faith than they think they have. Give us more faith. But Jesus is quick to respond. It's not great faith you need. It is faith in a great God. Tom Wright, which some of you I'm sure will know, in his book on Luke says that faith is like a window through which you can see something. What matters is not whether the window is 6 inches or 6 feet high. What matters is God, is the God that you're looking at. If it is the Creator God, the God active in Jesus and the Holy Spirit, then the tiniest little peephole of a window will give you access to power like you never dreamt of, and that power is faith. And how often I think of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was imprisoned for the last years of his life. He had a window to look out of. It was barred, it was high and not very big, but he could look out. And through it, he saw God and knew God was with him. Faith. Now, the final lesson in today's gospel is that all that we do, even the hard work we do for God, never puts us in God's debt. How often do we hear it said, and even more times it is thought, I've done all this, I've given all that money to the church or to a good cause, I've worked so hard. Surely God will be satisfied with that. The answer is that all genuine service to God is done from gratitude, not to earn anything at all. Because God's love cannot be earned. But if God's love and grace are sheer gift and not something we can earn and control, then we must stand empty-handed and vulnerable before God. We must put our trust in God, knowing that he does not owe us anything and that nothing we can do will make any difference to the likelihood, the certainty of God loving us and cherishing us. When we stand up in a moment and recite the creed, our affirmation of our faith, it is not in order that we might impress God with our sincerity. When we pray for the world, it is not earning us extra points for our diligence and effort. And when we hold out our hands to receive broken bread at the communion table, It is not in the expectation that it will prove to be some kind of spiritual steroid to build up our faith and enable us to perform at a higher level. We do these things because God has sacrificed everything for us and poured out love and mercy and desire and grace on us, on you and on me, in lavish abundance, more than we can ever comprehend. And so we must constantly remind ourselves of the great truth. We can never put God in our debt. We owe him everything and must serve him willingly, with humility and with joy. That is our challenge. No reward, not in human terms, but God's constant love and care and guidance is the grateful gift we can receive each moment of each day. Thanks be to God. Amen.